Mark Collier for Thomas Matters Radio, back with Omega Processing as the sole podcast sponsor for another year. They picked it up, guys, and I'm so happy to be able to tell the stories of Northern Kentucky and Fort Thomas back in this form. Thank you so much to Omega Processing Solutions. Speaking of Omega Processing Solutions, we just turned our clocks forward. Spring is here, and as we prepare for the seasons to begin to change and awaken from our winter hibernation, we know one thing to be true. Americans will begin to return to stores as spring and summer typically brings a boost in consumer spending. That means Mother's Day, Father's Day, graduations, warmer weather. That all leads to an annual jump in retail foot traffic. How can your business turn that increase in customers into an increase in sales? Well, let me tell you. Let Omega's gift and loyalty programs boost your sales and your customer retention levels. Omega gift and loyalty programs offer a high margin, a low maintenance method of sales that encourages consumer traffic. That's gift cards, that's customer loyalty programs. If you are not implementing both of those systems, shame on you. But hey, there's no skin off your back yet. Call Omega Processing Solutions. It's an easy to use gift card reward program, and they can help boost your bottom line. You can get more information at omegap.com or call 866-888-9724, 866-888-9724, extension 7, and speak with one of their customer service representatives. And hey, tell them Fort Thomas Matters sent you. So today on the show, we are going to do an audio kind of storytelling of the Campbell County Republican reorganization that occurred last Saturday. That was March the 11th. So we did a story on Fort Thomas Matters about that reorganization. The last time that it took place was in 2012. And generally, they kind of follow along the same lines of the presidential election cycles, the 4 years. It was a decision that was made at the party or the state level of the Campbell or the Republican Party of Kentucky that they were doing themselves no favors by having those reorganization processes on the same years of presidential elections. So they moved it off of that by 1 year. So it's been 5 years since the last Campbell County reorganization of the Campbell County Republicans. There's been a 9-year run for current chairman and former sheriff Jeff Kidwell, who had chaired the county Republican since 2008. He was not in attendance, and he did not seek reelection, nor did any of the other executive committee members. And that membership has kind of changed a lot. There's been some turnover because, you know, there's been some resignations, some people that have been installed into those executive officer seats were had moved out of the county. So the other members, as far as I can tell, and I couldn't get a good answer from the Campbell County Republicans nor the Kentucky Republican Party who those members consisted of. But as far as I can tell, those members were Winnie Stein, Kevin Sell, Pete Garrett, and Elizabeth Kidwell, who was Jeff Kidwell's daughter. She was the youth chair. So the way that generally works, the reorganization, there are 68 precincts in Campbell County. Everybody that is a registered Republican is allowed to come and vote for a precinct captain, a co-captain, and a youth chair in all 68 of those precincts. So meaning there could be up to 204 total votes to vote for the next executive committee, 204. So of the 204 total, most at a maximum, there were 106 total delegates that were voted either captain, co-captain, or youth chair of their precinct. So for example, in my precinct, I live in Fort Thomas C, there were 9 Republicans that showed up to this event. Of those 9, those 9 people voted for a captain, a co-captain, and a youth chair in their committees. And the logic behind that is that generally the people that live around you, that vote in your precinct, you know them. You know how they'll represent you at the county level, that they'll generally follow your interests. So those nine people vote for those three people. Those three people will then vote for the next executive committee. So there are 106 of those. I would say, if I had to guess, I would say there are about 250 people total that showed up. Now, once those precinct officers were elected, they could essentially leave. Their duty was done. And then the 106 people that were elected were then charged with electing the next slate, the executive slate. So the way that it went down, there were basically two different contingents there within the party. And the party, if you've read the story on ForThomasMatters.com, has been kind of fractured since the last go-around. So in 2012, when this reorganization started, to give you a little history, there were a handful of Tea Party activists who had supported Libertarian candidate for state treasurer Ken Mulman. And because they did not support the Republican candidate, Ken Mulman was a Libertarian, they were barred from being elected to party offices, the executive committee, during that reorganization process. And the way that that went down, which is now going, goes down into Campbell County political lore, a red star was put on the corner of an index card that they used to register at the county reorganization to indicate that they were ineligible for leadership. So that fallout has been well documented and argued since then. A few months later, during the special election for sheriff that year, when John Dunn retired, Campbell County Republicans picked Jeff Kidwell, its chair, as the party's nominee in that special election. Tea Party officials said that Kidwell manufactured that nomination. He disagrees with that. They also say that because he was its chair, there was a conflict of interest because there were some county funds that were diverted to his campaign. Kentucky Republican Party of Kentucky says that there is nothing wrong with that. Kidwell says the same thing. But that election kind of elicited a new platform, which indicated that there would be no executive member that would be an elected official or running for an elected office. So whether or not there was a conflict of interest there, that's up for debate. But that is another reason why there was a growing rift between the two contingents in the Campbell County Republicans. Then in 2014, that rift became a canyon when the county activists tried to overtake the executive committee. That group voted in July of 2014 to throw out all nine of the Campbell County Republican Party leaders and replace them with new officers, citing 20 instances of malfeasance, nonfeasance, and misfeasance. The Kentucky Republican Party of Kentucky had to step in and ultimately reject that ouster, which affirmed the legitimacy of Kidwell and the current GOP leadership in the county. So that basically was a group of Tea Party people that said, you know, we are not getting what we need out of our county party. We're not able to communicate with them. We're not having meetings. They are essentially hurting the party. And because they are hurting the party and not communicating effectively and not holding meetings, we do not feel like their leadership is legitimate. So they fully thought that, because of all of those instances and examples that I've mentioned, that the Kentucky Republican Party would say, yep, you're right. They are not doing what is good for the party, and we will install these new officers. I broke the story in that year that that was not going to happen, that the Kentucky Republican Party basically rejected that ouster. I was the one that first broke that story. I remember the Tea Party officials asking where I got that information. I had a source close to Frankfurt and close to the Republican Party that said that that was going nowhere, and that is indeed what happened. So under a normal cycle, the reorganization would have occurred last year, 2016, but the Kentucky Republicans, like I said, gave the current leadership an extra year so the Republicans could caucus in Kentucky. And even that became a point of contention between the Republican factions in Campbell County as a Tea Party-led effort successfully voted down two delegate slates proposed by the party leadership. Slates of delegates offered by the Tea Party leaders in the counties beat out slates with established Republicans. So there has been some, you know, rifts. There's clearly two different factions in establishment and Tea Party Republicans. Judge Executive Steve Pendry told me this, quote, "There is room for improvement, in my opinion, and I think we've all learned lessons in recent years about how to handle local party business that I hope the new officers will learn from." Larry Robinson, who is a former Tea Party leader in Campbell County, has been inviting Republicans, Tea Party Republicans, really, but anybody he opens it up to weekly meetings leading up to that reorganization to help them understand the process. He told me, quote, "Everything has been transparent and open. We want people to be able to express their concerns about previous elections and to be able to implement new ideas going forward. The role of the county GOP should be to elect the most qualified true Republicans into office." And I think that's probably what was leading up to this was, okay, this is going to be a numbers game. Who's going to be able to bring the most people and get the most precinct captains, co-captains, and youth chair there to be able to elect a new executive slate. So whether that looks like Tea Party versus establishment, county versus city, north versus south, Alexandria, or let's call it Cold Spring South versus Fort Thomas, whoever got the most supporters into the all-important precinct captain seats that control the votes would ultimately determine who would lead the county Republicans for the next 4 years. So it really came down to who was going to bring the most people. When I say about 250 people came, there was no real count on that. The only number that was counted was how many precinct captains, co-captains, and youth chair were able to make a vote. And of that number, there was 106. So of that 106, again, this is an estimate ballpark from me being an observer of the meeting. I would say of the 106, I would say 60 were brought by the establishment Republicans, meaning Fort Thomas centric, and the Tea Party probably brought up the rest of that. So what does that mean? If there were two slates there, meaning an establishment Republican slate and a Tea Party slate, all votes were done by hand vote. So whoever brought the most people, and that was the establishment, their slate ran the table. And I'll go over who that slate is. So that is made up of a chair, a co-chair, a treasurer, a secretary, and a youth chair. Youth chair is under 40. Both the chair and the vice chair are from Fort Thomas. So that right there tells you, if you're breaking it down into Tea Party versus establishment, Fort Thomas versus county, that should tell you who got their way. The chairperson is going to be Sarah Cameron. Sarah Cameron is from Fort Thomas. She's an attorney with Dinsmore and Scholl. She is the wife of Fort Thomas City Councilman David Cameron, also recently got appointed to the Kentucky Commission on Women by Governor Bevin. So very connected. I think she probably had support for both contingents. So the Tea Party and the establishment Republicans can claim victory there, but Sarah was well established. She faced some competition, but not much. Deb Sheldon, a former state Senate candidate, she ran against Will Schroeder in 2014. I had heard that she was toying with, running for chairperson. I had heard that she withdrew her name. Obviously, that did not happen because she carried forth. Her husband, Troy Sheldon, who is the District 4 chairman, he chaired that meeting. Just a little bit of background. And then Campbell County School Board member and former district judge Tim Nolan also had his name in as chairman, and he withdrew at that meeting. So Sarah won that seat. The vice chair was awarded to John Hengelbrook, also of Fort Thomas. John's the CEO of Baker Stamping. It's one of the oldest Northern Kentucky businesses and well-established into the chamber. John was not at the meeting, but CEO of KLH Engineers, Bob Heil, who is also the Northern Kentucky Chamber current chair, gave his speech for him. John was at a wedding of a dear friend, another Fort Thomas guy, and was out of town. But he faced some competition from the Tea Party crew, which was Eric Hermes, and also Adam Haas, a younger Campbell County young Republican who had most recently run against Dennis Keene for Kentucky House of Representatives. So John Hengelbrook from Fort Thomas, Sarah Cameron from Fort Thomas, the establishment was kind of exerting their muscle over the Tea Party at this point. Secretary was up for, it was Larry Robinson who was part of that Tea Party contingent, also somebody that I think is well-respected from both sides, so I felt like he would get some run. And then he faced off against young Anthony Cadle, who was in Kentucky most recently the Main Street manager in Dayton. He resigned in January and is now the community and economic development analyst for the city of Cincinnati. So not a name well-known throughout the county, not like Larry Robinson. I mean, people in political circles know who Larry is and I think respect him. But Anthony Cadle was given the, endorsement by the establishment before the meeting. And whether or not the people knew who they were voting for, that's what happened. And he was installed as secretary. The treasurer came down again to a Tea Party contingent and an establishment contingent. Sandy Shaw of Alexandria won that election. She won that over Sharon Neal. And I don't know. I think Sandy Shaw was probably somebody that was going to also have some support across the board, but really was not one that would show up mostly to the organization meetings that the Tea Party was hosting. So I think another establishment-backed slate person in Sandy Shaw over Sharon Neal is why she was installed. And then youth chair, there was no competition there. Kristen Turner of Alexandria, a 3L at Chase, and pretty active in the Kentucky Young Republicans, Campbell County Young Republicans. She had support from both sides. So again, to recap, Sarah Cameron from Fort Thomas, John Hengelbrook from Fort Thomas, Anthony Cadle from Dayton, Sandy Shaw from Alexandria, and Kristen Turner from Alexandria are your new Campbell County Republican Executive Committee. Now, there was some contention after those votes were taken, whether or not there would be an executive party leadership form or a county committee, meaning that when there were meetings for the Campbell County Republicans, if you were voted as a precinct officer, captain, co-captain, or youth chair, a county committee would essentially give you the same amount of voting power as somebody on the executive committee. That is what the Tea Party preferred because they felt like and now I'm paraphrasing here, that because it was an executive form last time, that basically meant that 9 people controlled the entire trajectory of the party. They felt like they wanted a more broader voice, and that was tabled to be determined. I think, and this is very fluid as it is right now because they've just got a new executive party in, right now, I think that will be hashed out at the next meeting, which I think is in April. So if you're looking for another point of contention, another fight, that's probably where it will be. It'll be between the executive committee form, which we've had over the last 9 years or so, versus a county committee, which would give more voices a vote in the process of the direction of the party. So there could be up to 4 at-large executive committee members that will join the 5 executive members. They will all have voting rights in an executive form. If I were to guess, I would say that is probably what is going to happen, is you'll have an executive form of Campbell County Republicans. That means that 9 people will essentially be making the votes for the direction of the party, the 5 executive members that were installed on Saturday, and then 4 at-large. Diving a little bit deeper, if I had to guess, I would say that you will probably see some Tea Party contingencies, contingent members as at-large members. I know that the executive party are people that can get along with kind of both sides and bring both contingents together. And I think that's probably what will happen when at-large members are appointed, is that'll be almost a peace offering, an olive branch. I don't know that will heal and mend every fence, but I think that's probably what you'll see. So going forward, I'm going to play some clips of some of the interviews that I took right after the meeting. I'm going to start with J.R. Roth. J.R. was somebody that was part of the Tea Party contingent. He was obviously unhappy with the way that the votes went down, and this is what he said.
Sharon Jeff Kidwell Cameron, elected chairman.
Tell me, so are you? You're obviously unhappy with the way the meeting unfolded today.
We went from 106 elected people to 9 instantly, without an explanation, of which the 106 are not active Republicans.
So you obviously wanted the county committee. You felt like that mostly represented a broader scope of Republicans in Campbell County.
I want a reason when I go to a Republican county meeting that my vote counts. It does not count anymore.
So that was obviously one perspective, and I think he represented a fair share of people at that meeting as well. His views and his thoughts probably were not just his. I think that there was a large contingent of people that were upset. So let's kind of juxtapose that with how Judge Executive Steve Pendry felt like the meeting went. And this is what Judge Pendry said.
Yeah, I think it was incredibly well organized. The volunteers asked about the directions, followed them beautifully. There were very few questions raised, and all in all, when you can get a couple hundred people together and have them do this much work in an hour and a half or 2 hours, you're doing all right.
So you had mentioned that there might be some ideas in the way of some fresh thinking for the new executive. You obviously know some of the people coming on to the executive board. Do you think that goal was attained?
Well, first place, I think we have a generational shift here. You've got 3 of the 5 people who are young people. In fact, I would venture that all 3 of them are probably still in their 20s. So there's that. And you got to water the tree, you got to have new growth, and that's going to come by engaging a younger generation, so I'm really excited about that.
Final thoughts on this meeting. Happy that we don't have to do this again for 4 years?
It's absolutely great, and the best thing about it is the candidates worked among themselves, and they tried to come up with a group that was acceptable to most everybody.
Right.
And those were the five people that ran as sort of a slate. They represent different ages, different areas of the counties, and different political interests.
Okay.
And they got elected. And I'm really happy that there's such broad representation.
Troy Sheldon, the 4th District Republican chair, chaired the meeting, and he did that to step in for outgoing chairman Jeff Kidwell. You had Abby Volker, who was running for most recently district judge as the meeting's secretary. So this was Troy Sheldon on his thoughts on how the meeting went.
Extremely effective. The Campbell County residents were enthused, are happy, high engagement, and I feel just great things going forward.
What time is it right now? So we got out of, we adjourned by noon.
Yep.
Is that what you fully expected?
The objective was about 12 to 12:30, so we're right on timeline.
So give me your thoughts of the party executive committee as it was elected today. Good news for the county?
Oh, very good news, because they're actively engaged. They've been actively engaged prior to this, and if you look at this slate that's there, it's going to be a great group. It'll really take them to the next level.
And finally, the new chairperson for the group, Sarah Cameron. Sarah talked about her candidacy and her platform ideas going forward. She's an attorney and a resident of Fort Thomas.
Yeah, you know, people keep saying chairwoman, but I call myself a chairman. I don't know. It doesn't matter to me. So.
So you're happy.
I'm happy to sit at the big boys' table, you know.
You talked about bringing all contingents together and having a good caliber of Republicans here in Campbell County.
Yes.
Obviously, you must be excited right now. Talk about that.
You know, I'm really excited, and not so much for myself, but for the future of this party. I think that today's activity showed that we've got a lot of people who are interested in moving this county party forward, and I'm going to take that excitement and do that as chairperson. As I said today in my speech, I want to have regular meetings. I want them to be transparent meetings. I want them to be widely advertised so people know when and where they are. And then when we get there, I want to actually talk about ways that we can support conservative candidates, register more Republican voters throughout the county, get more people involved in conservative politics, what we should be doing as a party. And I'm excited for the opportunity.
So there was clearly like two contingents in the room. The Tea Party contingent ran a slate. You were on both slates, so kind of you were okay to see, you know, you get into that seat. But for the most part, the Tea Party contingent probably walked away today a little bit unhappy. How do you bring those two contingents together now that this component is complete?
You know, I really want to, as chairperson, not look at someone and label that person. And I really want to look at them as a member of the party and not a member of any particular group. And so that's how I hope I can move the party forward. Like you said, fortunately, I was able to have the support of both groups of individuals here. And I think that's because I'm dedicated to treat everybody the way I would want to be treated. And you can't say that the Tea Party has seen that respect in the past few years, and I understand why they were a little upset with that.
Yeah.
I was at some of the meetings where they were disrespected, and that bothered me. Even though I don't see myself in any camp, I just want everyone to be respected. That should be simple. Didn't we learn that in kindergarten? So, but that's how I hope that, I mean, I know that they're probably going to feel disappointed, but I hope that they have the faith in me that everyone is going to have a voice in this party, and we're going to come together and do what's best for Republicans as a whole, not just one group of them.
So that about does it. It sets up for another Campbell County quarterly meeting of the new elected slate, probably in April. There we should get some more answers as to how the county is going to be run in terms of whether it's going to be an executive committee or a county committee, and if it's an executive committee, who those four at-large members will be, and how they'll be appointed or voted. So lots more on this. Again, this is Mark Collier for Thomas Matters Radio. Thanks so much again to our podcast sponsor, which again is Omega Processing Solutions, and you can reach them at omegap.com or 866-888-9724, 866-888-9724. Tell Scott Anderson, Todd McHugh, and Betsy Downard that you heard their podcast commercial on Fort Thomas Matters Radio.